I'd like to call this Education Committee meeting into order. Today, September 5th, 2018. This meeting was scheduled to start at 8:30. We're running a little behind today. Scheduled to end at 9:30. So we have two budgets for to go over and one piece of legislation. First thing is roll call.
Congressman Plotz? Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse? Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here. Next thing is prayer. I'll give us a prayer for this one. And thoughts of Wakanda, thoughts of Wakanda, thank you. They ought to say it by. Mapakaha, ilaha walake, tali kumbra, wajaji, nika, si, dakede, walake kumbra. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day, and we want to ask you to be here among us today and give us guidance that we do the right decisions for the Osage Nation and for education for the youth of our people, our future leaders, their careers in the hands of this committee. So please give us the guidance to do the right thing, Heavenly Father. I want you to look after the elders, all the children, and those in need. So these things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Next thing is the approval of minutes. We see we have 2 minutes here. So
move to approve the minutes of September 19th, 2017.
Second.
Motion been made to approve the minutes of September 19th and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed say no. Motion carries.
Move to approve the minutes for July 14th.
Second.
Motion been moved to approve minutes of July 14th and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
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 All opposed, no. Motion carries, minutes are approved. Okay, next thing on our agenda, we have Mary Wildcat is here today representing the, she is the director of our education department, and she is here today, and we're going to go over the 396 budget education. So, Bucky, can you come on up with us, and Ms. Jody, can you come up? Come out and have a seat. Today, we're going to start out with the Education Department budget. So, and we have Ms. Wildcat here, so we'll let you go ahead and have the floor and tell us about what's going on with education.
Well, this year for FY19, we pretty much asked for the same exact amount of funding as we did last year. We have no new positions. The direct services are all the same amount, of course. The only thing that we did ask a little more on was for our STEAM program. This year, the ACES conference will be in Oklahoma City, and we really wanted to take advantage of that and take some Osage students to the conference. So we actually had an essay contest. We opened it up to Osages nationwide, and we were going to limit the amount of children to 12. We had 8 entries, so all 8 will be going with us. Half of those 8 are from out of state. We have some from Texas going with this and from Virginia. So we're really excited about that. So that's one of the main areas, you know, that we're trying to enhance is our STEAM program. And I did bring a little, just a little flyer about the dates of the conference. And so we're really excited about that. We have some camps that we're going to host again this year. One of them is for WELA, Head Start, and Immersion students. We had a really successful turnout last year. We had over 300 of our students attend our camp. And of course, we're planning our big third annual college and career fair. And last year was very successful. We had five high schools, over 150 students attend. And we had 25 post-secondary institutions show up. Congressman Mason emceed for our event, and he did a very good job. We had 15 different career representatives attend, and we're also planning for our third annual science fair, and I brought some things for you guys to pass around, just some save the date cards on that. This year we're talking about organizing our first annual virtual science fair for our Osages that live out of state. We're trying to just strengthen relationships with students that don't live on the reservation and that live outside, just get them comfortable with our office, with the Osage Nation in general. And so those are kind of things that we're thinking about doing just to try to do that. Last year when I came in, I talked about the start of Sylvan satellite sites on the reservation in Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pawhuska. Those were very successful last year, and they kicked off in November. This year they were able to kick off the first week of the start of each school district and on our reservation, so that was exciting. I feel like this year we'll see an even bigger difference on grades and things like that.
Are you tracking that?
Yes, and Sylvan, they actually do pre and post assessments throughout the year, so that's going to be really interesting for us to be able to see, because we're actually able to start in August this year rather than November, and we'll be able to see a full academic year's worth of progress.
So looking at that handout, thank you very much. When we look at this, and the first thing is the nationwide academic tutoring program, mm-hmm. Is that?
Yes.
Sylvan, another outside third party?
Yes.
And then the next page, is that the same thing? Or is that a different tutoring program?
On the Osage Nation tutoring program? No. See, that's still, those are just still.
Nationwide, okay, so the 50 and the 47.
That's just a breakdown.
Track.
The next page is still just a more in-depth breakdown, like your Osages on reservation and off, and just the states that we've provided to through NATP.
And the tutoring program, that's the program that we had before we added the...
Yes, that's where we contract with tutors within the reservation.
And if we're having now we've moved the satellite Sylvan program, is that duplicative of the tutoring program that we already have?
Well, Sylvan, they just operate differently. Their method is more skill-based. For example, if they pre-assess a third grade student and they score like on a first grade reading level, they start them at first grade and they build up, they build those skills up until they get on grade level. Whereas our teacher tutors, they're more focusing on that school year. So it's just a different method.
Has the inclusion of the Sylvan tutoring program on reservation resulted in the need for additional funding in that?
Actually, we've been really good. We've just seen kind of a a flip in the money like we see in a, before our nationwide funding wasn't necessarily used as much on the reservation as the other funding, and now it's just kind of, it's really been the same. So I feel like what we have, we've been able to service everyone and not turn anyone away, so.
Any other questions? Congressman Potts?
Chair, got a couple questions on the concurrent enrollment.
Yes.
You're tracking those 9 students as they go through concurrent enrollment.
Yes.
What's the destination of those students? Are they continuing on at Tulsa Community College, or are they going on to universities?
Some do stay with Tulsa Community College just because they've already started with them, and you know, they don't have to deal with trying to transfer credits over and things like that. Then we have some who are going on to bigger universities or other junior colleges. It just kind of varies.
Do we track those that go on to research universities?
Well, we haven't tracked that, but we can.
Okay. And the reason I ask is, I was talking with Congressman Goodfox a little bit earlier, checking remedial rates to make sure that this concurrent enrollment program isn't being duplicated once they get to a university.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would like. If you can, like, I'm not telling you to do it, but
right.
If we can start to track that, I think that would be interesting to make sure that this is worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is. I think the numbers will prove that. I just
would
like the proof. The next question I had on the internship program.
Uh-huh.
Great placement. I think this is great. Love being able to see this. But I see a lot of OSHA Chief Police Department, Absentee Shawnee Gaming Commission, Association Prevention Program, Association Language, Association Casino, Immersion. What's our hire rate? Or do we track that information? So if we offer this internship to a student, mm-hmm. it works out well, do we then bring that person on board?
Oh, yes, we do track that. We do have numbers for that. I did not put them on the report. That's something that I can do. But we had, I believe, 4 this past summer that did land permanent positions. Basically, we learned that through our exit interviews, and some of them call us back and just thank us and let us know about that. So that is something that I can include in this.
If you could, and then not just for Osage Nation entities, how well are we placing, and just kind of a general overview from your opinion, I guess, work today, how well are we placing elsewhere? So like the U.S. District Court for the District of Kansas, are we placing that individual in that field, or is that a great internship opportunity, but then they go on to do something else in a completely different field?
Yeah.
We are placing fairly well.
I feel like we are. That's kind of the why we brought in that exit interview process, just so we can learn about different, and to learn about different sites. Like if we find out that, you know, they really weren't able to, it was a bad experience, you know, that's probably not a site that we want to send another intern to. So, definitely.
If we could see that in the future, I think that would be interesting to bear out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congressman Edwards?
Well, following up on that, I mean, it looks to me like there's an increasing number of people or an increasing number of internships offered through the nation, and that is one of the main goals of this program, is to allow for juniors and seniors to have an opportunity to get a job in their field. So I'd be interested to see if these internships that are offered through the nation, where the nation's paying money to the nation to hire somebody from the nation, if they're actually jobs that are available.
Okay.
Because I see 9 of these internships were for OSHA Nation entities. Just want to make sure that there's actually a job available
when we place them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not every time are you going to be able to get a job, but I would think, particularly with the nation, if we're going to offer those internships, we ought to have at least a goal of having them be able to work in at the nation if they can, if it works out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Need to ask about dollars and cents, and I'm glad executive is here. Mm-hmm. Again, knowing that Johnson O'Malley is zeroed out this year, so there's no federal dollars coming from JOM or Interior. And we have a JOM budget. But I was looking on the tribal side under this education budget. You have a Johnson O'Malley coordinator at $41,164. Mm-hmm. And that same person appears over on the JOM side at $13,721. And it's all tribal money to pay this person. Question is that if JOM, we should get funded through JOM or partially funded after October 1, does that $41,164 go over on the JOM side and pay it out of federal dollars, which frees up $41,000 tribal dollars? Is that correct?
Yes.
You going to do that?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, actually. Casey and I did, and that could actually happen. We could receive the federal dollars, and then we would just have unspent tribal funds that either we redirect through the education department, or we talk to the treasurer, and that'd be something that would just be returned to the treasury, or that's just going to happen. Either way, we don't know, but if it does happen, then we'll just have to readdress it at that time. Because that would be the JOM and CHR budgets.
Yes, exactly. So. The CHR is on my health committee too. We mm-hmm. were talking about that, where it got zeroed out. And we know that there's some, as well as in this budget, the education budget, this committee, the health committee, the Osage Nation Congress, there's some things we don't know yet. We do know that they zeroed us out. We do know that the federal government hasn't gotten their budgets. They're doing like we are. They haven't got their federal programs for FY19 approved either. Yeah. JOM comes from Interior. That's the Department of Interior money. BIA money funds JOM. Department of Education is the one for the other entitlements that we get, Title IX or IV or VII, whatever it's called now. That comes through the Education Department. But again, that's that remains to be seen whether we get funded up there at that level. So I'm not jumping ahead, but I did to ask about a JOM question, but I need to ask that. If we do get federal dollars, then that's going to free up some tribal dollars.
Yes, sir.
Okay, okay, thank you. And the same way, and just to ask about your travel, I'm thinking you're probably going to NIEA.
Yes.
And that's a good place to go, especially mm-hmm. this year when everything's so critical for mm-hmm. a lot of tribes. I don't know where the national or state JOM is, but if there is no JOM, there is no conference.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Congressman Mason, I appreciate you bringing that up. What was the decision, what was the thought process of continuing to call this Johnson O'Malley?
If Congress overrides the elimination of Johnson O'Malley, then we'll need a Johnson O'Malley program. So that's why we just decided it'd be best just to continue with going by the same regulations, following the CFRs, so that when and if the budget is added back, we can reclassify all of those funds without any issues.
And the reason I ask, I mean, we're paying for cap and gown awards, 125, book fair and concurrent class textbooks. These are all things that we already do through the Osage Nation, through our direct services line. Let's call it the Mason Good Fox Edwards Scholarship Award. And Maker, I mean, if we're losing that funding, but we're already paying for the things that funding would do, why are we continuing to call it? And I guess the reclassification. So
yes.
Next year, if funding is not delivered, let's drop it. Mm-hmm. If it's not important enough for the federal government to invest in, then we need to quit offering that up on a pedestal. We can offer these services to our people as well.
I agree.
And I think we should, because we're already doing it. So let's stop.
I think you're making a good point, Mary. We had told Congressman Mason that we've been discussing that. And again, it was like, okay, for planning, if we choose to redesign that with just tribal dollars, then we probably want to serve Osages and come up with our own type of mm-hmm. program. But it's going to take time. Our parents are so used to JOM and to redesign that plan and that program. It's going to take some education and training for our parents. But it's definitely on her mind. I know that.
We actually started that this summer, mm-hmm. and then we had to kind of pump our brakes because last year the same thing happened, and we ended up getting JOM, so we thought, well, we don't want to take that risk, and, you know.
I hope Donald Trump does not get his budget request.
Right, yeah.
Johnson Valley is funded, mm-hmm. Because I think it is worthwhile. But again, I would like to see us move forward in that direction. If they're not going to fund it, we already offer these services. We already pay for these things mm-hmm. for our students. Let's quit giving the federal government credit for what they're not doing.
Congressman Mason had his hand.
Along that same line, and that I know executives got to come up with that plan and decision. For this committee here in education, for me as an individual, thinking that, you know, what is plan B? You know, what if JOM is not funded come October 1 or whenever we find out about October 15 or something? That just isn't there. And you're just going to have to restructure mm-hmm. our education department, is what Congressman Potts was saying. And I'm all in favor of that. You know, that mm-hmm. that's what we got to do. And for your other tribes that are out there that are serviced by our JOM, it flows through us, and we'll take care of the Cherokees or Creeks who are in Skytook school system, et cetera, mm-hmm. or Pawhuska. Their tribe's going to have to pick them up, mm-hmm. not us. It's not mm-hmm. our fault that they're cutting JOM. Mm-hmm. Parents need to know that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're just... So I'm just saying, you know, you have my support for you as a director of education mm-hmm. and for executive, you know, for if there's any restructuring of the education department, I understand that it has to be so we can get the right money and the right line items to take care of our Osage kids that are out there.
Thank you.
Gee, gosh,
are you on the same line?
I think I'm on the same line, but go ahead.
No, I'll defer to you.
Okay, if I'm not, follow it. I agree, but I would say let's work with Congress. John Snow Valley was an act of Congress. Mm-hmm. Work with us. We're happy to support you. We want something like this to continue on. We've already decided to do it mm-hmm. through legislation, but let's work on it. Let's get something okay. done.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
I feel like when we worked with Congressman Mason on the STAR scholarship program, it went very well. And we do believe that working with you guys prior to coming to committee is successful. And I think Mary is one of those programs that really, all of her decisions are driven by data. And so once we get the data and start looking at the needs of our kids and their families, I think she can do it, mm-hmm. come up with a really successful program. She also collaborates a lot with other departments so that we can better identify our needs or barriers for our families and the children. And so I think we can mm-hmm. roll out a pretty good program. I have faith in that. So, yeah.
Couple things. Mm-hmm. STAR program. A little disappointed to see that it's focusing on athletics. We've got 27 awards, and 21 of them are for athletic camps. Did all the people that applied get awarded?
We had a couple that, you know, a couple of situations where they didn't meet the GPA requirement. That was mainly a lot of it. Some of them had signed up to attend a camp and the camp was canceled, and by the end of it they didn't want to continue on. It was the end of summer. They had plans with their family. So we just had a couple of situations happen like that, but 27 of them did. So, and I mean, that's the type of camp that they chose. It is a reward program for their good grades.
Do we have some financials that go along with these specific, like, tutoring? Do we have a breakdown of the financials for that? I haven't gotten to the back page.
A breakdown? I can get you a breakdown.
Okay.
It's not going to be a problem at all.
I mean, did we use all the STEAM money? Did we use all the scholarship money?
Yes.
How much did it cost for the internship program? That's one of the things I'm concerned about for the next bill. We have the finances on how much the internship.
I just have some little notes that I jotted down before I came in here. I do have the number of hours and funding. There were a total of 7,600.25 hours utilized, and we spent $87,402.88.
Okay.
On that. And then actually, at some point, we had to stop and generate this report, but we had a couple of more come on after this report was generated. So as of August 27th.
So if we said $90,000, that would be sufficient for?
Yes.
For FY18?
Yes.
All of FY18, right?
The study?
Yes. No, so basically $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Congressman Mason?
Yes, just in regards to the STAR program and mm-hmm. and how it was birthed and the reason, again, the question is that the idea was to certainly look at those students, Osage students, that are performing on a higher end of academics.
Mm-hmm.
So they have they're the 4.1 grade, I mean, they're up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that have academic camps that are out there, like Duke TIP programs and
we
so forth.
We had one attend that camp this year.
And those are excellent summer camps, but the kids that are academically inclined, or if they go to the College Horizons program, which is for Native students, as they look into colleges, those are the kinds of things, as well as any other academic or science or music camps, art camps that are up there for those achievers, if you will. This is a program that is thought of and birthed by my thoughts that it might be for Osage students that are achievers mm-hmm. in a higher grades, 10, 11, 12, something along that line, that we can assist them to go, because not all of the parents can come up with the dollars and cents to send them to these mm-hmm. kinds of camps. But if we have that, and some of those are open up for our seniors or juniors, if they're able to get invitations for college. Sometimes as they apply for college, they can be invited, and they may need to go and see that. So anyway, just a thought, and I'm not telling you how to run it, but mm-hmm. it was just the birth of that was for the academic side. Athletics, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't a primary for me as I thought about that. It's okay if you got athletic camps, because they have basketball camps, quarterback camps, all that kind
mm-hmm.
of. But you know, on the academic side, that's what I was thinking of. Those academics, those kind of things. And in order to get that message out, sometimes you have to let the high school counselors know that we have something for those higher achievers. That's it. Thank you.
I'd like to remind the committee that we are in a time factor here now, so just try to stay on focus and get through this agenda. Congressman,
got one more request, and then I'll stop for the day. But on the STAR scholarship program,
mm-hmm.
I think it might be helpful to include how much or an average of what we pay for each one of these programs or each one of these camps. I, for one, would love to see more kids attend some band mm-hmm. camps, which would be great.
You know what goes on at band?
Hey, I turned out all right. So, but I mean, if we're paying, you know, $50 for 21 students to go to an athletic camp, I don't mind so much. Versus, you know, if we're paying $300 for a student to go to a pre-college camp or an academic camp. I think that might help give us some more guidance on, yes, this is great success. We're not just paying for kids to go to a summer camp for, you know, football all day long. While that is good, I think the intent is more that academic focus. I think that's what we'll see. Not that football.
No football team, no band.
Yeah, this Oklahoma.
This is Oklahoma.
The football team pays for everything.
But part of the problem, though, is that the small schools are, a lot of small schools are doing away with, they can't afford band. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hominy has drifted up and down, and Congressman Maker and Congressman Mason, when y'all were in school, band was a big deal.
We had 100 members.
Exactly, and a couple of years ago, we didn't have a band at all, so.
Woodland hadn't had a band in 20
years.
Yeah,
Woodland doesn't have a
band. Of course, you're really willing to admit that I'm rare. I'm okay with that.
You're rare.
Okay, go
ahead. I'm not usually one to defend the athletics, because, you know, school is for school. I got real upset when the teacher walkout happened, but they didn't cancel any of the baseball games. They weren't going to class, but they were playing baseball. I thought that was absolutely the worst thing I've ever seen. But I'll defend the band, or the, not the band, damn Eli, the athletic camps. Being a father and, you know, somebody that's been around small communities, most of the opportunities in Osage County are athletic camps. I mean, I totally agree. I think those STEM camps and you know, going to Alabama to the space camps and those types of things, that's what we need our kids doing. But the reality of it is, you know, it's athletics in Osage County. It's athletics in Oklahoma. And I'll be the first one to tell you that at that age, you don't get to be in the Army. You don't get to be in the military. So where you learn teamwork and where you learn leadership is by playing sports. So you become a part of something bigger. You learn, you know, you'll figure out if you can lead or not. You'll get, you know, so I think the athletic camps are, you know, a big deal, and that's why you see the numbers like you see. I mean, that's just, plus the summertime, that's when those athletic camps are, you know, and it's big money nowadays. It's not like it used to be. It's serious money.
Congressman Mason, you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted to share something with you as a matter of procedure. Yesterday I was able to have the Health and Social Services Committee meet. We were the first committee to meet during this session, and Speaker Walker was on that committee, and I asked him, because I was chair and I was trying to figure out what the policy is, procedure was, as we review these things. And it was determined at that time, and what we did, and maybe I just only offer this as a suggestion to you as chair, that once, if there's no more questions from the committee, we're done. We just go roll right over to the next one.
And then that kind of a motion movement.
And we'll do that at the end when you review all of the programs out of education. Then you make your, then you can report out to Congress. So what we did over there was that once we finished education 396 budget, no more questions, we'll go right into the next one.
We need to do that today because we don't want to get it.
Well, I'm just going to offer that suggestion.
Yeah, I thought we would, that's how we did it in the past. Congresswoman, good thoughts.
Do we have to pay a fee to the Osage County Fairgrounds for all the buildings? How much do we pay for that? Are we not at a point that we have something that we own within Osage County that we can go to for free? I mean, the community buildings? We don't have anything that's big enough?
It's not big. That fair is huge. And it's pretty packed, as you know. I think maybe this is something we could maybe start doing down at our new casino, maybe in the event center. I don't know. But it would have to be that size, is what I'm trying to say.
I mean, I know it's well attended. I attended the college fair last year, and I was a judge for the science fair. I'm just, you know, as we purchase and build millions of dollars worth of property within Osage County to utilize, I'm just like, why are we still running space for people?
Mm-hmm. I don't even think the Skytube Casino could hold it.
I don't know.
Well, they better be charging people.
I think it's 100, maybe 50 a day.
I would say this is a great problem to have, that the science fair has outgrown anything that we have. I mean, that's the reality of it. And it's getting bigger every year, so.
We don't even have all our schools participate either.
No.
Which I'm hoping to change this year, because Hominy has opted out for the last 2 years. And I'm the first one down there at the little school board meeting. It's like, what are y'all doing? But we're hoping that this year they will participate.
The superintendent actually called us in the summer and was like, what's going on with the science fair? We want to be there, and we're not missing that. So that's another big school in the county that will be there. So.
Can we just see the breakdown for all these? I'm just, of course, looking, maybe the foundation's not doing their sports camps anymore, but I'm looking to make sure we're not duplicating efforts here, because if we've got a sports camp, a football camp, which we used to have, that we've funded the foundation to sponsor, and I don't think we should turn around and fund again something different unless there's not something available.
The foundation, when they do camps, they like bring in someone from the community and do a camp like at the gym in town. These kids are going to like OU camp, OSU camp.
Okay.
They're.
And the last time, the last time I checked with Osage Nation Foundation, I went through their stuff, they weren't funding camps. They were funding like, if Pawhuska was to win some sort of football championship and the team wanted some sort of a trophy or a ring for a little league, that's what they were helping with. They were helping teams, not individuals, the last time I looked.
Well, that's too bad, because they used to have camps.
Well, they're doing that too, but I'm saying they're not, the last time I looked, they weren't sending like Shannon Edwards to cheerleading camp.
They don't do that.
That's not what they were doing.
They were sponsoring camps for everybody to come.
Right.
Like they would put up the money for a soccer camp in Pawhuska.
Right.
And then.
Right. And bring people in to.
Yeah, they would pay the instructors.
Mm-hmm. We have any more questions on this 396 education budget? So I'm going to have time. We have 15 more minutes. If we can quickly go to the next JOM, as I heard, we can go ahead and quickly go there. Since there have been changes in the JOM, can you go ahead and quickly just do that?
Well, basically, the president's budget did not include JOM, and there's talks of Congress overriding that elimination. We don't know when this will take place. So for now, we've developed a tribal budget for JOM, and we plan to just continue to follow the CFRs of JOM so that when and if it is funded this year, we can just reclassify those funds, and the tribal funds will just go back into the general treasury.
I just know one thing, my little comment is, I know JOM has been around a long time.
So did you cut it from the cost of combined tribal and federal?
It should be the exact same as it was last year.
So that means we are anticipating paying for all the JOM students regardless of tribal membership?
Yes. We'll just continue to operate off of the CFRs, which is for Native American students, which last year the same thing happened. And Trump's budget, he eliminated it, Congress overrode it, and it was funded. So we're hoping that will take place again this year. We just can't predict it. I mean, you know, we.
But did we actually fund it through all tribal monies last year?
No.
I didn't
No, it's federal dollars.
No, what we did was, because they did that last year, and Candy, their self-governance officer, was like, I think we need to go in and fund it tribally just in case, because it's the second year. We're seeing these alerts, kind of, and, but the reason we kept the same funding, it's the same amount listed on the MIFA, which is $114,000 some odd every year. And so we wanted to keep it exactly the same, just in case it gets federally funded. And again, and until it doesn't, then we just want to keep operating the same. And that includes the funding.
Any more questions on the JOM situation, Mr. Potts? Congressman?
I see we've only spent $19,000 of the $82,000 that was budgeted for direct assistance. That's the majority of the funds. So do most of those expenditures hit toward the end of the fiscal year?
Yes, because of the school supply distribution.
Just, I wanted to make sure that that's, that's what we're looking at. We've only expended $19,000 as of July, I think.
Yeah.
So
schools don't start till
mid
to late August. Mid to late August, so those financials won't hit
until September. That's, I wanted to make sure that that's going to be the case.
Yes.
We're not just appropriating $82,000, knowing we're only going to spend $30,000.
Right.
Okay. No more questions. We'd like to move on to item number 7 here. Thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
Ms. Rebard.
Thank you.
And we may have a question on the Scholarship of America in a second, if we can get to that. So at this time, we're going to now go to consideration of OSCA 1833. Act to authorize and appropriate $8,150,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund to establish an all-effective date. Sponsors, Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is a continuation of the same scholarship program, Higher Education Scholarship Program, that's been in place for many years. This one, I provided you with the support documentation, number 18545. It shows that for the calendar school year for last year, we had $8,194,470. That's fall, winter, spring quarter, and summer, and then the graduate incentive award. So we are right at, if this is historic, and it bears out, we are right at almost $8.2 million. Now, you'll see on the next page, page 3 of 3 of the handout, dated September 4th. You guys all have that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have one?
Yes.
Okay. The fall scholarship amounts looks like they've dropped off. They're 872 have applied, and then you see the graduate incentive. So, versus, and remember, they have to apply in summer, unless something's changed. They have to apply in summer, even if they're, whenever they're going to go throughout the academic year.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're looking at the difference between 1,124 applicants last year and 872 applicants this year. So basically, is that wrong?
Yes. Well, the difference between is the deadline is in September. So this is just how many people that has applied, that has submitted a payment request. So I actually, this morning, I did request to see how many applied for the 2018-19 academic year.
Okay.
So as of right now, they can still apply. This is just for the month of August as of September 4th.
When's the deadline?
I think September 15th.
15th.
Did it back? It backed up.
That's to submit a payment request for fall.
Okay. So then I would say that we need to track this a little bit further to make sure that we are on target. The amount paid out, can't tell much about it. The two things that also go into this formula are the field of study internship is paid out of this fund, and as indicated this morning, that's $90,000 last year. Mm-hmm. And then also the administrative costs are paid out. And does anybody know what that is?
I didn't bring that with me. I mean, it's in the contract. If they exceed a certain...
I think it's $220,000.
Yeah, that's
and it's like 6,000 in 3 years, 600,000 or something like that.
$220,000.
I think it's
but after they exceed an amount of applicants, they start charging extra.
Like 190 per applicant after 1,200.
Can you guys look and see how much we paid out last year for
admin costs?
And then we can look and see what's left in the fund. Do we have the financials? Higher ed scholarship fund. If they make sense.
Councilman Mason, do you have a question?
Yes, I for Congresswoman Edwards, if I may ask her.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Question. Congresswoman Edwards, in this 8.1, you just mentioned, what do we know what the, how much do we pay Scholarship America?
That's what he was just telling us that he's going to look up.
Because at some point, in the future, somewhere, and I champion this, that our own tribal education department may be able to do this same job and save some money from paying an outside source. I know why we transferred and went up there, but at some point, I do champion that Osage tribal education can fund their own people. I champion that thought until that time we're prepared, or we get the same software program. Whatever, it's out there to do that. Amen. That's all. Thank you.
Mr. Johnson, I saw your hand kind of shoot up when we were talking about the application deadline. As you know, I've been rather vocal about trying to do away with that as a more non-traditional student decided to start school in spring. I don't believe that deadline is beneficial to our students. It may be helpful from an administrative standpoint. I don't disagree there. But if one of our students, an Osage student, decides to go to school for the first time in the spring and they miss the deadline in September, I don't believe that that should exclude them from the opportunities that we provide by Osage law for them to attend a university or continue their education. What's the reasoning? What's the process? I would like to explore that a little bit. I know we're running a little bit short on time. Happy to work with it after this meeting, but I would like to see that done. I don't think that that's beneficial to our people. I don't think it's beneficial to our students. Hopefully you can provide some thoughts.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the administrative aspects of it. I'm torn on this one. As a soldier, I think deadlines are important. You should meet hit times. I mean, that's just the way it is. It gives, you know, students some form of responsibility. I have to do this by then. But as you said, I also agree that, it's, you know, use my experience in life. I'm a soldier. I get out of the Army in September. I missed the deadline by 4 months. So I can't go to school until, you know, except on my GI Bill until May. You know, so the deadline hurts those kids. I understand that. And it is a discussion I think we could have. Like I said, I can follow you on either side of it.
And I would encourage you, that's an executive policy. It's definitely not an Osage law. It's a policy that's been developed by the executive branch. And I think that needs to change. And yes, it has to do with deadlines and sticking to deadlines, and I understand that, but we have students where circumstances change. Maybe they got laid off and they decided to go back to continue their education so that they can better themselves. That's not a deadline they've missed. That's a circumstance that has happened.
We do have an appeals process for those kinds of situations. Because, now, I talked to Trevor and Mary, a year or two ago about these kinds of situations. Because it happens. Life happens to everybody. I get it. But again, you get a whole bunch of people missing deadlines just because they're lazy. And that is a fact.
Mr. Chair, I agree. But the point is the deadline is not an OSH law. The deadline doesn't have to exist.
I understand.
It doesn't have to ever be missed. So maybe you can do away with an appeals process if you just stick to what's in OSH law. Because what's in OSH law is fair to every student at every time. And I don't believe that a deadline policy is beneficial to all of our students on different educational paths. So, again, we're not going to resolve this at the table today. It's going to take a policy change. I'm happy to discuss that. But I will continue to advocate and plan to be a little more vocal about it.
Thank you, Congressman Potts, for that. Congresswoman Edwards.
I will ask that you put this back on another agenda. I'll get some more information. I'd also like to talk about an essay, part of the application that includes discussing your OSH heritage and what the scholarship means to you. But that's not the time for today, so I'm moved to adjourn.
Okay, we're going to consider this at a later date. We'll put on another agenda. And we have a motion to adjourn. Hold on just a second. Yeah. Is there a second to the motion? Okay, we're going to have that postponed to the call of the chair.
Correct. Motion to postpone to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion made, seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All against, no.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
I don't second it first because I want to hear what you had to say.
What's okay. Up? Well, I was just going to say if the discussion you're talking about, Congressman Mason,